Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
Sitting in front of me right now, I have the clear plastic containers from Home Goods, which you can also get on Amazon, the same style. I just happened to be shopping at Home Goods and looking at what they had, and they were 2 for $10. Not bad. I'm going to try them out and see how I liked them. For the most part, they're pretty good. They're the kind of longer ones that fit about 4 or 5 t-shirts. That's how I use them to store my clothes in my closet. They work fine. They kind of have a notch in the front and back, so it looks like so you can lock them together that way. I really don't know how you would use that. I'm sure there's a way and a time to use that, but it really seems like it takes up a little more real estate in the bin, especially in the back where it notches up. It doesn't make much sense to me. But that's how they made them and that's how they work. They're nice though, cause they're cheaper and they're not as crazy expensive as the Container Store ones, which are a little thicker, than these ones. These ones are, probably about 2 or 3 millimeters, and the ones from Home Goods are probably 4 or 5. So I would recommend these, especially for people more on a budget and don't want to spend $15 a container and rather spend about 5, because you get also 2-in-1 package, and they just work fine. They get the job done. They don't have quite as many options as the other thing. Well, that's a lie. On Amazon, they do. They have a bunch on Amazon that you can pick from in all various sizes, and you can get a whole set for about $30, and I think that comes with 14 or 15. I can't remember off the top of my head. But I do recommend those on Amazon. The Container Store ones are good, but again, they're just so expensive. I don't know if they're really that much better for being that much more expensive. The only ones I do really like are the like tall and small rectangular ones. Those ones I'm a big fan of, especially when you can put them in the kind of bigger, more square container. This makes no sense on the podcast. I don't know if these review ones are going to work at all. But I'm going to keep trying them and we'll see. Just hopefully people let me know if they like them or hate them, because you can't see the thing, which is definitely an issue. But I'll add links to everything in the show notes so you can go check them out and see what you like and don't like and give them a try for yourself. But I think there's, again, a way to use everything. It just depends on what kind of continuity you want. Like if you want to use only the Container Store ones, then because they all look the same and they look nice and that gives you a kind of consistent look. Or you can use these, which don't make it look too much different, but not having like the clean, perfectly square containers might clash a little bit if you use both. But I think it depends on also where you're using it. Like if you're just using it in a closet that doesn't get looked at very much, might use those there while you use the kind of the Container Store ones in like a pantry that you're looking at every day and that, you know, friends and family are coming over and checking out and looking at, or, you know, in the refrigerator. But again, a lot of it depends on budget, because you can drop a couple grand really easy, really fast on the Container Store ones, and you need a lot of them to like really get a good system in place. So that's the quick podcast for today. I'll be back tomorrow, doing these every day for the next 365 days. And let me know what you think. Check out my the free PDF you can get about your horoscope and organization style. You can go to my website and subscribe there. I also send out some fun emails that I'm working on that are going to be really funny, and the kind of stories about people being organized. So those would go out, and also just I'll be sending some blogs and letting you know when new podcasts get released through the email subscription. So go take that. Go take a look at that. Sorry about that. I don't edit these. The kind of the goal right now is just to get them out. If I make any mistakes, I make some mistakes. You know, the brain doesn't work properly all the time. But the goal is just to get consistent with doing these and not have to do a crazy amount of editing. Otherwise, I will not stick with this. And I try to stick with stuff when I say I'm going to do it. So if I'm going for a year of a podcast every day, I'm going to make sure I get that done. I'm sure I'll miss one or two here and there, but we'll see what happens. So catch you tomorrow.